Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark. This is Drew Doherty, and we appreciate you listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. Recently, quarterback Matt Schaub, who has 16 touchdown passes to his credit, was recently on the after party with Jay Glazer of Fox.
Our next guest is enjoying proving his critics wrong, the Houston Texans gunslinger. He is on fire. Matt Schaub, how are you, big boy?
I'm good. How you doing, Jay?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Dude, like I just said, you're on fire. What has changed with you recently? I mean, you've always had the arm, but you are just in the zone right now.
Well, you know, it's just about our team making plays, and I got a lot of guys around me that can do a lot with the football, and it's just my job to get it to them. Our offensive line has been doing an exceptional job, and just a lot of guys making plays for us, and that's what it's about. But at the end of the result, you know, we're getting wins here.
But what inside you, do you feel, you know, I've had like Drew Brees on recently, you know, Aaron Rodgers, all the different guys who are just kind of in that zone. Do you just feel it? You feel yourself just clicking?
Yeah, I mean, I do. Myself, personally, you know, I'm seeing the field. I'm understanding what we're trying to get done with certain plays we're putting in, the routes, and what the defenses are doing to us. And, you know, most importantly, I'm getting time up front. They're doing a great job, and guys are getting open down the field. So when you have the weapons that I have to work with, it makes my job a heck of a lot easier.
Andre Johnson gets taken to the hospital. That guy obviously is he's a freak of nature. What's his update? Have you seen him yet today?
I haven't seen him today. I spoke with him yesterday after the game and then last night, and he was feeling all right. So he's a tough guy and a competitor, so I don't expect him to miss any time.
Did you go out last night and just get polluted in celebration?
No, I didn't. I just hung out in the house for a little bit with some friends, and then we went out to grab a bite to eat you know, just relaxed.
You kind of look like you got a little polluted with the, you know, with the 5 o'clock shadow you got going there.
It's actually, what time is it? It's like my 10 o'clock shadow.
You shaved this morning?
It doesn't take long.
He's a man. Hey, you guys, you know, you're winning. You've won two in a row now. It seems like you're turning the corner, but right before this happened, you know, everybody's talking about your head coach being on the hot seat. You know, it's just, this is such a what have you done for me lately league. Did you take that personal? Did you say, I've got to help bail this guy out?
Well, I think every day in this business, in this league, I think everybody's on the hot seat. I mean, from one day to the next, you know, one week to the next, you're the hero one week, the goat the next. So it's just something you got to put that stuff out of your mind and just concentrate on your job for the next week. And, you know, we have Coach Kubiak's back, and he's got our back. So we're all in this together fighting every week.
You know, you obviously have had some injury troubles in the past, not this year. What did you do differently this offseason to try and, you know, strengthen and just prevent it?
Yeah, not a whole lot. You know, one key factor was I've been able to be in the off-season program from the very start. You know, the year before that, I was coming off my shoulder surgery, so it took me a few months before I could get fully integrated into the weight room and the off-season workouts. But this off-season, you know, I just was in there working and doing the same thing I always do, just working hard and, you know, get myself prepared.
You need to come train with me and Randy Couture. We'll make it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Train?
Yeah, you gotta come train with us, baby. Come on.
I know he trains, but you do? I mean, I don't know.
That's hurtful. What are you trying to say?
I think just that shirt might be a little baggy on you.
You know what? I am hurt. I'm truly hurt. You're supposed to be my guy, and you just fired off from me. I'm a little hurt with you.
You told me I should be fired. That's how this thing's gonna work.
Hey, you know, so the last time I saw you, we're out there in Tahoe.
I'm not trying to take your shots.
I'm with Chuck Liddell. You're with Kevin Walter, and yep. Well, our caddy is getting an awful lot of beer for us. And the next thing you know, what did you do to some poor lady?
Well, that all took place after the incident with the lady. But
oh,
I just
you're claiming you did this sober?
We'll talk about that later. I just pulled my tee shot on the 17th, just off to the left. Down the tree line and accidentally hit a lady in the head.
Yeah.
I had no idea it happened, yelling for and everything up there. And I you know, just talk with the fans and get closer. And one guy's like, yeah, we're all okay except for the lady with the ice cream.
So the lady splayed out on the ground.
Immediately my heart sunk and I just started sweating and panicking. I'm like, I hope she's all right. And she ended up being fine and, you know, talk with her a little bit. And the greatest thing about it was, if there is something positive to take away from the situation, the ball actually ended up on the green and I made par.
Really? Off the lady's head? Very nice.
About 25 feet onto the green, had about a 35-foot putt. Almost made it. I was like 3 inches from making it, and then tapped in for my par and went over to talk with her a little more and made sure she was okay.
And you've since struck up quite a pen pal relationship, right?
Yes, we have.
See, you were in the safest spot all week because you were right in front of me and Chuck, so nothing was going straight at you.
Yeah, no, we were fine. We were actually, I think there are a few holes we were in the fairway at the same time. You guys were hitting right up behind us, but we were not in any danger because we were in the middle of the fairway.
Right, because we were absolutely horrific. Just terrible. Hey, real, before I let you go back to football. Owen Daniels, you're turning this guy into a star. You know, he is a stud.
Well, I mean, that's him. That's his work ethic. That's his mindset. And he's just making a lot of plays for us. He's a workhorse, and he just has a knack for getting open, and we have a good feel for one another, and he's just taking his game to another level.
Yeah, he is turning fantasy fans, and they're just loving this guy. He had, I think, 123 yards again yesterday.
Yep.
Does he do? You know, we've had Tony Gonzalez on and Matt Ryan. They've always said, well, Tony makes it easy for the quarterback. What does that mean? What does the Titan have to do to make it easy for you?
Well, I think, with tight ends, and when they're, a lot of times they're working in the middle of the field and they're working on linebackers and in zone coverages, there's windows and there's holes in there. And we talk about, finding those holes. And the thing I think that Tony Gonzalez obviously has been doing for a lot of years now, and Owen has a great feel for, is where those holes are and settling down in them and me finding them and where he can make plays instead of just running through zones and from one linebacker to the next. So I think he has a great feel for coverages and getting open.
Hey, why are you getting so close to the camera?
I am. I haven't moved.
Can you move back a little bit, please? Oh, yeah, thanks.
Why?
I'm feeling a little intimidated there.
That's the whole point.
I'm feeling a little bullied right now.
You're easily intimidated.
Hey, Mark Sanchez, I don't know if you saw this. Mark Sanchez got caught eating a hot dog on the sideline yesterday.
Yes.
Have you ever kind of gotten something snuck up from the crowd anytime? Pretzel?
No, not me. No, I haven't had a hot dog or anything. No food on the sideline. I was surprised to see that, but I can't really. I mean, who knows what the situation was? I've never been eating a hot dog on the sideline.
real quick before we let you go, a game was played in London yesterday.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's the league is talking about, well, maybe you have a franchise there or not. If there's one place overseas that you would love to play, where would it be?
Wow. Anywhere in Europe sounds pretty cool, but you know what? Australia would sound awesome, but that's a really long way away.
Yeah, that's a heck of a road trip.
Now, I was actually one preseason game when I was in Atlanta in my second year. We played in that American Bowl in Tokyo, so we got to go over there and experience that game.
That was awesome. A little Roppongi. I like it. Shabby, I appreciate it, brother. Thanks for stopping by the after party, bud.
All right, no problem. Thanks a lot.